Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. Well, I don't have the best of news for you as envisaged because Pakistan have won the tri-series, comprehensively beating Sri Lanka by 6 wickets yesterday at Rawalpindi. Well, Dustin Shanaka lost the toss and his team was put into bat. But what's pertinent here is the team selection. I mean, many go by the fact that, I mean, play the winning combination. But on Facebook, I did make mention that it is important that you have the correct horse for the correct course. Looking at the pitch, it was going to grip and turn. But they still went with the extra seamer. They could have actually played an extra spinner in VS Kant that might have made a world of difference. Because let's face it, Sri Lanka doesn't have the luxury of the type of all-rounders that a team like Pakistan or India have, or for that matter, Australia, be it England or even South Africa. And what the Pakistanis did was they had 3 seamers and 3 quality spinners. Now, if Sri Lanka did play VS Kant instead of Ishan Malinga on the pitch that was definitely gripping and turning, we might have seen a different result. Let's face it, international teams with the World Cup T20 coming up will have a theory against Sri Lanka, spin to win. And that's what exactly happened. Because put into bat, Sri Lanka dominated the power play overs. 58 runs for the loss of 1 wicket. And what's appalling is the moment spin was introduced, Sri Lanka simply collapsed from, 58 for 1 in the power play overs, and to be bowled out in 19.1 overs for 115 tells you the story. Sri Lanka lost the second wicket with the score on 84 for 2 wickets. And sadly, in 9.3 overs, Sri Lanka lost 8 wickets for 30 runs. And that domination came through sheer spin. So Sri Lanka will have to address the spin problem that they are faced with. They just couldn't answer to Mohammad Nawaz, who took 3 for 17. They could not answer Abar Ahmed, 2 for 18. And also Salim Ayub, 1 for 17, which means 6 wickets fell for just 46 runs off the spin of this triple force. Shaheen Afridi took 3 for 18. So sad though, 114 all out. You're not going to win a game against Pakistan, especially with a score of that total, can I say total? Well, a score that's far below par. Kamil Mishra, 58 of 41 deliveries, the only batter who made a lot of sense from a Sri Lankan perspective. 2 boundaries, 4 huge sixes and a strike rate of 125.53. Well played, young man. Kusal Mendes threw his wicket, batting on 14, and Pathum Nisankar absolutely undone by a wonderful delivery from Shaheen Afridi. Mind you, he thumped him for a 6 in the previous over, but didn't read the wrist when he bowled him the slower ball at the same length and fell victim, as experience. And Pakistan had absolutely no problem. I mean, as anticipated, with that batting lineup, 115 is no big deal. They took their time, though, because they knew the game was in control. They made 118 for 4 wickets in 18.4 overs. Shaheem Fahak, 23. Salim Ayub, 36. And Babar Hashim, the home-time favourite, unbeaten on 37. Pawan Ratnayake, who's no bowler at all, took 2 for 11. In fact, we saw him bowl. He got 2 wickets off long hops. Ishan Malinga, 1 for 16. Manindu Hasaranga, expensive, surprisingly, 1 for 31. And Tikshana, as expected, went wicketless for 22. So, sad end to Sri Lanka's tour of Pakistan. Nevertheless, they will be addressing a few issues. They look at the possibilities. Are we playing the right combination? They need to work on that. And they should really think of a better batter somewhere in the middle. I think Kamindu Mendes should be brought into the equation. This is from my viewpoint, and certain experts who have been speaking to me, he should be told what his role is and try and bat him up the order. So let's wait and see. Sri Lanka does have an opportunity of playing against Pakistan before the World Cup in another series. And they'll have to, like what Dasun Shanaka made mention yesterday, they'll have to work on a few areas seriously, especially the will to play spin, because the Sri Lankan batters are very weak against quality spin. All right, before I wind up, let me also remind you, today South Africa will be playing India in the first one-day international. And I think South Africa will be tested, because like I made mention yesterday, check my podcast, that both India and Pakistan are wonderful white ball teams. They play the shorter version much better than the red ball version. So let's have a close look at that, right, as we prepare for the advent coming up next month, which is just one day away. We sincerely hope you will enjoy our podcast, because we'll mix it up with some carols for your listening pleasure as well. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. I look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. Thank you and bye-bye.